This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, August 7th. Cattle trading ends the week a bit higher from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Joe Baklevic.
The live cattle market has really rebounded this week after posting some fresh multi-month lows just earlier in the week. Our August futures contract traded as low as 112 to 113 and is now back above that 115 level. So we're working on a little bit of a weekly reversal here, as a matter of fact. You know, August is generally kind of a friendly time frame in terms of seasonality. A lot of times you'll see your August futures market rally into expiration, and maybe this is the start of that. You know, seasonals work when they work, and if this is going to be a year where we follow the seasonal trend, you could very easily see some more upside into expiration.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday down three at 455 and a half. September corn ended the week up three at 367 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down three, ranging from 499 and three quarters to 532. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down a quarter point, ranging from 534 and a half to 564 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were up three, ranging from 791 and a quarter to 826 and a quarter. Live cattle for September were up 22.5 cents at 115.10. September feeder cattle were down 70 cents at 149.60, and September Class 3 milk was down 8 cents at 16.34. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.